Hi, my name is Alan from LLV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Singapore property market has long been considered a gold mine for investors. But with rising property prices, cooling measures, and increased competition, traditional strategies such as buying and holding residential units for capital appreciation or rental income may not be as lucrative as before. However, savvy investors who think outside the box can still find profitable opportunities. This video will explore 5 unconventional ways to make money in the Singapore property market. Without further ado, let's head straight into making more money. With soaring rental prices and increased demand for flexible living arrangements, co-living spaces and short-term rentals present a lucrative alternative to traditional leasing model. While Singapore has strict regulation on short-term accommodation through platforms like Airbnb, investors can still profit within legal framework by offering long-term co-living arrangement. Demand from expats and digital nomads make up a rise in co-living spaces. With Singapore being a hub for international professionals, many foreigners seek flexible, fully furnished living space without committing to long-term leases. This is how they work. Co-living operators usually target private properties from condos to landed properties, especially those that are spacious, lower rental rates, and preferably near a MRT station. From January 22, 2024 to December 31, 2026, up to 8 unrelated people can be housed in such unit, an increase from the previous limit of 6, with registration with the Urban Redevelopment Authority for private property that are more than 90 square meter. This means the operator will subdivide the premises into smaller room, yet have a living and dining room to comply with URA and SCDF fire safety requirement. For example, let's say a 3-bedroom apartment measure 1,200 square feet can be rented out, say, $4,000 per month. A co-living operator can subdivide the living into another bedroom. They'll rent out the bedrooms individually out at $1,500 per month. This means the potential rental they can collect will be $6,000 per month. The difference of $2,000 will be their profit before expenses. If they can find a bigger premises with a lower rental and can subdivide into more bedrooms, this means the yield can be very attractive. Anyway, URA has stipulated that co-living companies have to comply with a minimum stay of 3 months for private properties. Here, it will be interesting to see if they are being complied with. Anyway, if you have a neighbor that is doing co-living and has strangers that bypass your apartment on a daily basis, what are your thoughts? Don't mind, please share them in the comment section below. On-block sales or collective sales occurs when an entire development is sold to the developer for redevelopment, often yielding a significant premium over individual unit sales. While many investors aim to capitalize on this, a more strategic approach involves identifying undervalued properties with on-block potential before the market does. Here, how to profit. Research all freehold on 99 years leasehold development. Properties that are nearing lease expiry or have outdated facility may be prime on-block candidates. Analyze URA master plan. Understanding zoning change and upcoming infrastructure development can help investors predict future on-block hotspots. Buy unit at a discount before on-block talks begin. Entering a development before on-block discussion gain traction allows investors to benefit from the price appreciation when collective sale negotiation takes shape. Not forgetting, it's all about numbers. Run the detailed financial calculation to assess its financial feasibility. This part is not easy. The layman will have difficulties unlocking it. Here, if you need me to run some numbers and do a feasibility study, I can help. But nothing is free. I charge a fees for it. Please contact me privately if you have any. Most investors gravitate towards residential properties, but commercial and industrial properties often present hidden opportunity for high return, especially when optimized for alternate use. Some creative investment strategies include investing in small office spaces. Retail shop or food and beverage outlet in up-and-coming area can generate high rental use. Converting industrial units into self-storage facilities, cloud kitchen, or other usage that can yield strong cash flow. However, on this part, I'm not an expert. Enter this space at your own risk. You must be super familiar with this segment and have the risk tolerance to profit from it. I have seen some SME bosses do it, but they are not without their risks. And lastly, always comply with JTC, HDB and URA guidelines to save you from financial headaches. Another unconventional way to profit in Singapore property market is by flipping distressed properties. These are homes or commercial units that have been neglected, repossessed by banks, or are undervalued due to poor maintenance. Investors who can refurbish and resell these properties stand to make significant gains. Buyers can acquire these properties below market rates, allowing for higher margin upon resale. Many buyers prefer newly renovated, hassle-free properties, which can be sold at a premium after refurbishment. In my past video, I have shared numerous times how some investors profit from resale properties. They buy a property at an attractive price, renovate it, and lease them out before selling them after the SSD holding period. If you buy during a rising market, then making money is a no-brainer. But if you buy at a peak, then you will need to reassess your position when it's time to sell them down the road. Some investors got it right, while others burn themselves. That is why even the smartest and most seasoned property investors can get it wrong too. What worked in the past may not work in the future. Always be savvy enough to find a sincere seller with a sincere property to acquire. Otherwise, you will need to pay a hefty price for the lemon. Let me give you some lowbangs. Engage someone to assess for you, both from the outside and inside. Pay them a fees. I'm very sure many credible professionals in the industry will be more than happy to assist you. Don't DIY yourself. Don't think you're very smart. I've seen many smart people kena con too. With a growing interest in real estate investment, experienced property investors can monetize their knowledge by conducting property investment courses. Many individuals are keen to learn about navigating Singapore's complex property market, and well-structured courses can be highly lucrative. This is how they generate their income. The usual hook is that they will boast to you that they own many properties. They will conduct their courses in a 5-star hotel with buffet throw-in. Such courses are not cheap. They usually cost a few thousand dollars for a 3-day masterclass. During the masterclass, they will sell you properties that locals don't even bother with them. Only rich foreigners like Singaporeans with extra money from their CPF money will find them to be cheap. Some say, so cheap. The cost provider will cream off another fat commission from you once you buy into their idea. Not only that, after the course, they will invite you to their exclusive property club where you will be asked to pay a membership fees to access their resources. You'll be linked with like-minded individuals. These property investors, if you ask me, sorry ho, are as sotong as you. This is what I call, this is the pig butchery scheme. Continue to feed you to your greed, entice you with a hook, ask you to sign up for the course, then lead you to part away your retirement sum for some crappy properties that Alan Wee will never even consider, even with a discount. Then continue to milk you with a membership fees. All in all, based on my estimate, assuming just 20% believe in the scheme and bought something through them, the Sifu can easily milk $10,000 from you. If they have 20 such students, they what ready? $200,000 inside the pocket in just one masterclass. That is why sometimes I find Singaporeans are very naive in believing such lobang. If you attend my company PropNest course for only a few hundred dollars to upgrade your knowledge, that one I can still understand. To pay a few thousand dollars that you can easily learn from my channel. That is why I feel like saying that S word. But I cannot say due to YouTube policy. I can only say greed got the better of you. While traditional property investment strategies still have their place in Singapore, unconventional approach can yield significant profit from the right execution. Co-living and short-term rentals cater to evolving tenant demands. On-block potential offer windfall opportunities. Investing in commercial or industrial properties allow for high-yield alternative use. Flipping distressed properties create value through renovation. And conducting property courses allow investors to monetize their expertise. By staying ahead of trends and thinking beyond conventional real estate investment, savvy investors can continue to thrive in Singapore's competitive property market. Before I end this video, I want to share this from SCDF. The ready bag contains important items that will help you in an emergency and you should bring it along with you when you are required to evacuate your home. With the recent earthquake happening in Myanmar and Bangkok, I'm very sure 99% of Singaporeans don't have such a bag at home. I think I'm the 1% that have prepared such a bag all the time. That's all. Thank you for watching.